The next patient is Kashandra, K-A-S-H-A-U-N-D-R-A. The last name Martel, M like in Mike, A-R-T-E-L. Number one, this is the clinical case. Of a 24-year-old African-American female that apparently had liver toxicity associated to Tylenol. The patient developed end-stage liver injury, and eventually on July the 5th of 2022, the patient underwent a liver transplantation. This patient has been taking Envarsus, E-N-V-A-R-S-U-S, 4 milligrams in the morning and 4 milligrams in the evening. Dose that has been adjusted by the liver transplant team. I had the opportunity to discuss the case with the coordinator, Christina. And because of the elevation of the tacrolimus level that has been most of the time above 9, the patient has developed toxicity on the kidney that has a kidney function that was already impaired at the time of the transplant, period. We have noticed that the serum creatinine has been climbing up, and we are suspecting that this is a tacrolimus effect. Period. The patient is going to get another tacrolimus level with the new dose. Initially it was 9, now it's 8. And we adjust to get her in at a level that is between 5 and 8. Period. Number two, acute kidney injury. By the time that the patient had the kidney transplant done, she already had kidney disease. If the kidney disease was related to non-steroidal anti-inflammatories or exposure to other medications is a consideration. Typically, in patients with hepatorenal syndrome, recover the kidney function after transplantation. Period. In any event, we think that we have been dealing with a CKD stage 4 with superimposed acute kidney injury associated to the administration of Prograf. We'll follow closely. Following number, anemia that is related to the CKD. Following number, the patient has a history of tachycardia. Today's examination, the heart rate is 70. The patient is feeling well. The the patient is not overweight. Period. The conversation with the kidney transplant coordinator led to the suggestion of referring the patient to the nephrologist associated to the liver transplant in order for them to evaluate the patient and consider a kidney biopsy. We are going to follow this patient in a couple of weeks. Paragraph, I spent 30 minutes reviewing the referral in the face-to-face and trying to talk to the coordinators and the doctors in the transplant. We spent 40 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.